The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. Moving towards the conclusion of a Wednesday afternoon. Tomorrow on the show, very busy day. Of course, we have got coming up tomorrow at 8 a.m. We'll be joined by Lulu Kessin of the Greenville News to talk South Carolina Gamecock football after the big win on the road out in Norman, Oklahoma over the Boomer Sooners. The Gamecocks on the bye this week. So we will talk a little bit with Lulu Kessin about what she expects to see out of the Gamecocks and how they should best utilize their bye week as they get set up for next week when they really truly do get into the meat and taters of the season with the A&M Aggies, the Colt, coming to the crib. We have got at 8:40, Rashad Beard, the host of the Panther Nation podcast, stopping by. We'll talk a little Carolina Panther football. They got demolished last week by the Washington Commanders and Marcus Mariota. If that scoreline is that scoreline and Jaden Daniels is playing, I'm probably not all that upset about it because, hey, yo, as I told you preseason, Jaden Daniels is him. Jalen Daniels is a dog. Jalen Daniels is the guy. Jaden Daniels is the guy. That wouldn't hurt my feelings all that much. And honestly, I'm not even super ticked off because part of the reason I said Jaden Daniels is going to have success, part of the reason that I actually have a bet out that the Washington, I picked on the air, Washington Commanders to win the NFC East. Part of the reason why is, and I don't think enough people are talking about this, Commanders are just a good team. I mean, yeah, they got a dog at the QB in Jaden Daniels, but that is just a good football team. It's a well-built, well-coached football team. And so because of that, I'm not going to be shocked if the Commanders, unless Jaden Daniels is going to be out for significant time, not going to be surprised if the Commanders end up winning that division. That being said, Marcus Mariota came in. He was fresh. He was rested. There's no tape on the guy under. Because there's another thing that sometimes people do, and I got this earlier this week when we had this same discussion point. And I said, you know, there's no tape on Mariota. And a texter wrote into the show and said, yo, hold up, Rob Brown. Like, if anybody should be familiar with Marcus Mariota, it should be the Carolina Panthers. Mariota was the starter for the Falcons in the division, right? Yes and no. I mean, he was a starter in the division for what, like 9 games before he got benched for Desmond Ridder? That went real great. He was a starter for a handful of games before he got benched, A. But B, remember what the biggest reason that I said I thought Jaden Daniels was going to win your Offensive Rookie of the Year award was? Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff Kingsbury is a dude that I think understands how to use that kind of quarterback. So while there's tape on Marcus Mariota historically, there was none on him in a Cliff Kingsbury offense that knows how to utilize a guy like Marcus Mariota. So It is probably one of the few games that, yeah, you weren't competitive. I'm not really that mad about it. It was just a perfect storm for Carolina. You pile that on with all of the unending string of injuries that this team has been suffering through this year. And I just think it was honestly as much bad luck as in it. I think this team would have had a better chance to look competitive if Jaden Daniels would have stayed in there, because at least you know what you're going up against. Even if you don't have the talent to stop it, you know what you are up against. So we'll talk to Rashad Beard about that tomorrow at 8:40. At 9 o'clock tomorrow, Hayton asks Mario Heron from the BetQL Network will join us. We'll talk about all the NFL news and notes. We will talk about the addition of Nuke, DeAndre Hopkins, to the Kansas City Chiefs and how much of an impact that will have. Answer, big one. But we'll get Mario's thoughts on that. We'll talk about the benching of Justin Fields and the playing of Russell Wilson. I am going to say this. As much as I am, or should say, well, am, was, remain, correct about Justin Fields and Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh, I am also going to say I don't expect the same performance out of Russell Wilson this weekend. And it's not because Russell Wilson ain't good. Russell Wilson had a tale of two halves this weekend. He had dudes chanting Justin Fields' name at that game on Sunday. And then he came out in the second half and he looked like the Russell Wilson I expect him. Took a minute to knock the ring rust off. People forgot, Russell Wilson hadn't played football in a year and a half. He got benched the second half of the year by the Broncos last year. And then he obviously, like, he had some camp, but he missed a handful of weeks of training camp with the injury that made Justin Fields the starter in weeks 1 through 7. So, like, of course it was going to take some time for him to kind of find the vibe, find the flow. Then he did. The Steelers put 34 unanswered up on the Jets. Now, you know, I like to talk about that slider, right? On one hand, X. On the other hand, Y. Where in the middle is the slider? On one hand, the Steelers put up 34. Maybe with Russell Wilson at the helm, it's a good team. On the other end of the spectrum, the New York Jets are a dumpster fire right now. Dumpster fire right now. Which of those two things do you click the slider close to? Is it closer to the Steelers behind Russell Wilson are a legitimate team? Or closer to, even with Aaron Rodgers, the Jets are the Jets?
I see what you did there. You said maybe with Russell Wilson, they're a good team, implying that they weren't one before he took over.
Okay, better team.
There we go.
Better team. I'm willing to use better team. I think that's fair. I'm willing to play ball on that one. With Russell Wilson, the Steelers are a better team than they were with Justin Fields, or on the flip side, the Jets are the Jets.
Either way, the Steelers were a better team.
Oh, for sure.
Depending on, no matter which quarterback started, they were a better team.
I am going to keep it a buck with you. I think the slider for me moves closer to the Jets or the Jets, unless the Steelers are like a dramatically improved team. I think they're better with Russell Wilson. But I also said this, because I got asked this question last night on BetMGM Tonight. Brad said, what's the future for Pittsburgh? And my answer was this. Here's how I'll put it. If the Miami Dolphins call the Steelers today, and the Miami Dolphins call and they say, hey, we need a QB, we'll take Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, do you know who I'm sending over if I'm the Steelers? Russell Wilson. I'm keeping Justin Fields, because Justin Fields is the future. I said that in the offseason. He is the future, and he can be the future. But if you're trying to win now and keep that never a losing season and streak for Mike Tomlin, Russell Wilson's the guy that you ship out. Or Russell Wilson's the guy you play now if you have them both. But he's also the guy I ship out if I'm Pittsburgh and Miami's willing to throw a package at me to stay alive. I think the Jets are just the Jets. And that's just it. All right, let's take a break. Come back next segment. Last segment. Rob Brown Show, Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show, wrapping up right here on the Fan Upstate. Rob the Great Man Lonzo with you. 844-326-3663-844-FANFONE. If you want to slip in here for the final few minutes of the show, you can text us 71307-71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, FAN, F-A-N, and we'll read them on the air. You can shoot us a tweet at the Rob Brown Show. You can tweet Lonzo at Lonzo on Word. You can get it. Everybody up in here at the Fan Upstate. And do not forget, the Ray Memorial Hotline is open for you. Go to the Audacy app, AUDACY. Put it on all of your digital devices. Once you have done so, go to the Fan Upstate page. Click on the little heart icon, and that way, every time you open the Audacy app, it brings you right to us. Or should I say, it brings us right to you. You can listen to the station live 24/7, 365, streaming anywhere that you have got an internet connection and a speaker. And once you do that, go to the Fan Upstate page, and right in the middle of the page, you are going to see a little circle button with a microphone logo in it. I want you to click that little circle button with the microphone in it. And once you do, it is going to allow you to record an up to 60-second voice message. That voice message will come directly to Lonzo and I. We can play them on the air. We can listen and respond. It just opens up a wealth of opportunity for you to communicate with myself, with the great one, and with the dorks over on Wire to Wire just by pushing a button. The Ray Memorial Hotline, available only on the Odyssey app.
That was an off-caller comment.
Yeah, that's because Diesel keeps making D&D jokes about me. So
he does. Oh, yeah. Okay, so he deserved it.
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
All right.
For sure. The Ray Memorial Hotline, only on the Odyssey app. Texter says, Rob, I am a diehard Panther fan. In this last game at Washington, I barely watched because I feel like it's the same thing every week. If we get the coach, we ain't got the quarterback. If we got the quarterback, we ain't got the coach. If we get both, we ain't got a line. If we ain't got a line, we can't win 4-7. That's from Chris. Chris, appreciate the text, buddy. Listen. I am... Lonzo, are you still optimistic about Dave Canales? Because there's a lot of Panther fans falling off the bus right now. Really? Really?
Let's see what quarterback he gets in the draft.
What are you seeing?
Remember all that speculation early on? No, it's now it's the time to start looking at the quarterbacks that are coming out.
What is your... What's your line of logic that has brought you to about Dave Canales? Which is a direct quote, by the way.
And exactly how I sounded, too.
I kind of nailed that.
I think I had a little
I'm like the Frank Caliendo of the station.
I had a little more bass and phlegm in mind. But anyway, yeah, there we go. There we go.
I regret doing that.
I think much in the way that Dabo has been criticized with his positivity, I think Canales is starting to rub me the wrong way because he's still so positive in the midst of, this is not good, dude.
I mean, sad, man.
No, it's okay to come in and go, hey, this is a mess. But they brought me here because it was a mess. It's going to take me a little bit, and me and my staff, to get it together. And some members of the staff will be here next year. We're going to reevaluate, and some will not. I want to see what defensive coordinator they get next year. I want to see, because no way they keep the same one. And he has, that's a built-in excuse. Hey, this wasn't my guy. You had me stick with this guy. Let me bring in my guy. It's a built-in excuse. Already was. And then, who do they draft? And does he have say-so, or is Nicole involved in this one?
I don't have any issue with that.
Just hope. I hope all the quarterbacks are ugly and not cute. So that's all I'm saying.
I'm gonna tell you. So I don't have any. Start with this. I don't have any issue with that take. I have no issue with that take at all. What I will say is I compare, you know, the show. We compare everything to either food or relationships or wrestling. Those are the three universal shared experiences. Everybody loves food, relationships, and wrestling. I'm going to go with the relationship one here. Here's the relationship comparison. The wife and I are very different people. We get along great. We're like Janet Jackson and an animated cat. We get along great. Opposites attract. The music video.
It was not Janet Jackson.
Paula Abdul. Oh, I'm bad at radio.
Yeah, it's
Paula Abdul and an animated cat. Opposites attract. All right.
Which rumor was it was Arsenio Hall that actually did the singing on that. But yeah.
I think I've heard that before.
Yeah.
So much like Paula Abdul and an animated cat, you know, we dance around the house. To various music, but we got a lot, you know, we got a lot in common, a lot. It's just, you know, personality differences. And one of them has led to her saying the sentence multiple times. I don't understand why you're not mad at this. Because when situations arise, which can be frustrating, stressful, even she had it. See, this makes her sound bad and it's not. But, like, she is very, she's emotionally charged, I think is the nicest way. I don't want it to sound bad. She doesn't, like, turn into a different person. But, like, her motivation, ambition, her drive to get things done is a very emotional push, right? Whereas I'm the opposite. I shut up. I try my best not to let emotion drive at least the decision. It's not to say I don't get mad, but I try not to let that drive the decision making. So if we're in a situation where something's going sideways, I usually try to, like, hey, take a breath, relax. Don't let emotion control the situation. Let logic dictate the situation, right? And so there will be situations where something bad will happen. In fact, we were down in St. Augustine. And we had a little issue. And she was like, and she bust her ass to get stuff done. But she's like, I don't understand why you're not mad right now. And it's like, oh, I'm not happy about this. But being mad isn't going to do anything. That's not going to fix it. What's going to fix it is figuring out the solution and attacking that. And I kind of feel like that's the Canales approach, right? Like the Canales approach is, it doesn't do us any good right now for me to come in here and go, hey, we know everything sucks butt right now. Everything's miserable. You're all miserable. This, it doesn't, it's not going to help, right? Like, great. What does that change? What changes is that Lonzo goes, oh, well, at least he's upset. Like, okay. I don't think Dave Canales is having a good time right now. You feel me? I don't think Dave Canales is like, can't wait to get to the office this AM because everything is awesome. No, I think homeboy is miserable right now. And why wouldn't he be?
Well, here's the thing. So remember Frank Reich was always really positive?
Sure.
So you can't help but just a little bit of part of you going, yeah, we've had that recently. And don't need that again. Just get a little upset, dude. I mean, just show some, I can't believe that this went this way. We're doing our best, you know, we're going to do best. Something. I don't know. But there's just something about the positivity that's bothering me on a team that's this bad.
The audacity. The audacity.
I try. People probably don't believe it. I try to be as positive as I can about every situation. And when people get really upset, except for my own situations, then I just, you know, I get
emotional. Oh, no, worst case scenario.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen me do both. But when it's someone else's situation, I try to go, hey, you know, I get that you don't like this guy, but here's what this guy can also do that's very positive.
It's fair. I'm not gonna bang the drum against that.
You get a little Frank Reich feel to it a little bit as far as his press conferences and all that goes?
Not necessarily. Because here's the thing with Frank Reich. Here's the difference to me.
Give me some John Fox anger.
Here's the difference to me between Reich and Canales. Frank Reich got on the stage. And it sounded like blind, naive optimism. Canales gets on the stage, and at least he talks football, right? When Frank Reich got up there, he grabbed the mic and he go, "Well, you know, we're gonna come out. We gotta play better. We got some stuff to clean up, and we gotta work on just being a more disciplined football team." And it's like you're not saying anything to me. Every coach in the NFL can say that. When Canales gets up there, he talks about spots where route concepts weren't good, or talks about spots where the footwork of the quarterback wasn't good enough. Or he gets up there and he says, you know, we were trying to do too many power run dives and now we need to work finesse on the outside. Like he actually, if nothing else, and maybe this is just a Rob Brown thing, but I appreciate that he actually talks football, whereas Frank just got up there and spoke platitudes and wasted my time. Canales actually says, here's our problems. In football terms, and I appreciate that.
By the way, in the end, I'm just saying that's a little thing that bothers me. He needs to be given time. He needs to be given a couple years with what he came into. There is no quick fix any of this.
You're asking my man to build the Taj Mahal out of a bag of dog turds. It's not happening. It's gonna take a minute. I have no idea where that metaphor came from.
I don't know.
I have no idea where that came from.
A true artist can make that work. I don't know how you make it.
I feel like I nailed it, to be honest with you.
Make it stay solid, though, and I don't want to find out. All right, the first thing that's Xing is Carlito.
Carlito.
People need to chill is what they need to do. But anyway, I want to hear your opinion on this.
Carlito last night, Damage Control, who are obviously two Japanese wrestlers,
yes,
were speaking with the GM of Monday Night Raw. And as they left, two, I'm happy to say it, very attractive Japanese wrestlers. As they walked away, Carlito walked in and he said, oh, I got to learn how to speak Chinese. And the joke there being that Carlito's an idiot. All right, he's cool,
yes,
but he's an idiot. Well, there's a lot of people who are obviously very upset because he doesn't see the difference between Chinese people and Japanese people. And I get where those people are coming from, but this is one of those spots where I'm like, look, it's a television character who made a joke that makes him the butt of the joke. The butt of the joke is that he is an ignorant moron, not that they're not Japanese. The butt of the joke is Carlito.
It's funny because of what he's doing as a character. Also, a bunch of people throwing up a lot of things Rock said through the years, MJF, all that. And you're okay with all this, but you're not okay with Carlito. We'll see what... This might be along the lines, the kind of humor that they do, and they've always done, by the way, they've always done this kind of humor when they go to Netflix.
Yeah, but again, we've always done this isn't a reason to keep doing a thing, right?
What I'm saying is to expect it. If you're offended, you're going to be offended.
No, I'm not even good with that.
It's like watching the Quentin Tarantino movie and not expecting an F word. You know what's going to happen.
I disagree.
2,300 times.
I disagree, and you're going to bring out Lib Rob the Work Warrior, and that's fine. I'm here for it. There's a difference between the F word, okay, which is just a culturally used word, and a joke about race in a spot where we are in a moment in time where racial issues are an issue. But again, to the people that are canceling Carlito, my response is, if you're watching this as the actual people saying these things, yes, that's not okay. That's a different thing. If you're watching it as a cartoon character, which is what wrestling is, making a joke that makes him the butt of the joke.
Those get canceled.
That's a different thing. The reason Carlito is canceled.
Like Pepe Le Pew. I mean, he's been.
Right, and we don't do that anymore for a reason.
Like Speedy Gonzalez, he's been completely canceled.
We don't do that anymore for a reason. Yeah. And that's all okay. I'm good with that. There's a difference. Now, all that being said, that's not why Carlito should be canceled. Carlito should be canceled because he stole my 6'2" tall redheaded girlfriend away from me at WrestleMania 30, and I'm still mad at him.
That's right. He's still a dude, apparently. All right, let's just stay along these lines so we can stay political at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Max Caster is X-ing.
Oh, I don't know why Max is X-ing.
Let me tell you why.
Please do.
Because Drew Gulak is having...
Oh!
And you know what Max Caster did? He liked it. He liked it online, and you can't like something if it's yeah.
Well, look, I saw what Drew Gulak did, and it's gross. Okay, it's great. It's flat out gross. It's not okay. Drew Gulak is no longer with WWE because of accusations of him effectively sexually harassing women behind the scenes at WWE. They gave him the boot. He was on an indie show last night and he had a female wrestler in the ring and he's like, "Have I ever made you uncomfortable? No. Have I ever made you feel threatened? No. Well, I should have." And then he powerbombed her. All right. It's gross. That's not something to make a joke out of. Even as a cartoon character, it's not okay.
So should Max Caster be canceled because he liked the video?
I would want the explanation from Max Caster. Because I will also say, I have slipped and hit the like button scrolling on Twitter on some stuff I do not want seen publicly that I like. Ted Cruz liked a stepmom porn video once. I hope Ted Cruz isn't on his official account cruising stepmom porn videos. Bad things happen sometimes on Twitter, and I'm willing to give grace for it, but I want the explanation. Like, maybe he thought he was clicking save to come back and address later as problematic. I don't know.
Okay, finally, one last thing. The most non-NPC person in the world, it is their birthday, Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. You know what? Nobody, I mean this. There are very few actors that have won me over like Ryan Reynolds has. Used to be the dork that I hated from all the stupid rom-coms that my girlfriends made me watch. And now he is the savior of comic book movies.
He's 48, by the way.
Oh, God. And I look like this? Son of a... Happy birthday, Ryan, you handsome... Dang it. Y'all have a great rest of your day. We're coming back tomorrow to start looking ahead to the weekend on The Rob Brown Show. Don't drink or drive. It's the Fan Upstate. Goodbye.